Digital marketing is changing very fast, and the only way to keep up is by tuning in to this channel. This is Higani FM. Hello and welcome to this session. My name is Omondi. Nowadays, almost everybody goes to Google to look for information, whether they're looking for information about places, distances, people, companies, products, services, reviews. They all go to Google because Google has proven to be very reliable in providing information on anything. Now, from different studies, it has been established that around 33% of all traffic, or rather of all people going to Google, they always click on the first result they find. That is position one. Then around 18% always click on position two. So meaning that around half of all the traffic goes to position one and position two. Now, the rest of the numbers from three going onwards until a million always fight for the remaining half. What this means for businesses is that for you to get any meaningful traffic or any meaningful awareness from Google, you have to be on the first page and preferably among the top three. Now, this is not very practical. Not everybody can be top three for obvious reasons. Number one, most industries have more than three companies. And even if there are three, you find that people do different services. So there's never any guarantee that your company or your business will be among top three. In fact, there's a particular survey that was done by a company called RS.com. It's an online data and analytics company. They studied around a billion websites, and their objective was to find out exactly how many pages get traffic from Google. Now, from their analysis, they discovered that around 91% of websites on the internet get no traffic from Google. 91%. And then around 4.5% got between 1 and 10 people visiting their pages from Google in a month. 1 to 10, that's very little. That cannot sustain your business. So what it means is that around 91 plus 4.5, that's around 95-96% of web pages on the internet get less than 10 people per month from Google. That can only mean two things. That number one, as a business, you have to improve on your search engine optimization so that you can be among the 5% that gets at least 10 people in a month visiting. Now, working on your SEO is not a very, very easy job to do. It's very hard, takes time, very challenging, and it takes a lot of skill to pull it through, but it's possible. And you have to hope that while you work on your SEO, do it better than your competition. Otherwise, the status quo may maintain. We already mentioned earlier that it's not possible for everybody to be in top three. No matter how hard you work, at some point, some companies or some businesses in the industry will always be from position three to position a million. So for this category of businesses, what options do they have? Today, I'm just going to go through a few of the options that they have that they can explore or try to ensure that they do not run out of traffic, even if search engine optimization is not favoring them. Now, the first one I'll go to is the search ads. Some people call them pay-per-click search engine ads, but it's the same thing. These kind of ads are those that appear on Google, actually. When somebody searches for a product or a service, you'll see at the top of the list, usually you see some companies, then an ad before. Yeah, those are search ads. Now, they work like search engine optimization. The only difference is that the targeting is very, very detailed, and then you also pay pay-per-click. For every time that somebody clicks on your ad, you pay. It's a very complex field. It needs a lot of skill set, but when done correctly, it's very, very effective in bringing in more traffic and helping your business achieve more awareness and more customers. The second one that I'm going to talk about is email marketing. Now, most people, like if you look at the Kenyan scenario, almost half of the population have access to the internet. And there's a very big chance that most of these people have email addresses. Now, your work as a business is to find a way or come up with a strategy of building a list of email addresses of people who are in your target market. Building this list is not easy, but once you do, then definitely emails will be a very good way for you to bring in more traffic. The other option is using display ads. Display ads are those banner ads that you see when you're browsing on different pages across the internet. For example, if you're reading news today on any website for these major news outlets, you'll find that there usually some banners, some nice images put in between the paragraphs or at the side of the stories. Those are the display ads. And they're powered by different platforms. Google has their own through the Google's display network. And if you go to YouTube, you're watching a video, you'll always see the same kind of banners appearing up there. When you're reading an email on Gmail, usually up there you see those sponsored links. Those are just different formats of display ads, but they do the same thing. They're very, very effective in building awareness and bringing in more traffic to your website. They are also paid for per click. And some are paid for by number of views. Either way, they would be very effective for you to bring in more traffic to your website. The last one that I want to touch on today is the social media. Social media is big in Kenya and the whole world generally. In Kenya, we have more than 10 million people active every month on social media. That is the big ones for Facebook. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. We have LinkedIn. Yeah, those are the big four. There's a very slim chance that you cannot find your target market in these particular platforms. They're big. So it's up to you to identify where your audience is, target them, and then push your messages to them through engagement and advertising. If done correctly, social media also is a very good way of bringing in more traffic to your website. And in fact, you can even incorporate the use of influencers. An influencer is somebody who has built a reasonably strong and good and active following on specific social media platforms. Facebook has their own influencers. Twitter has, LinkedIn. In some cases, some people cut across all of them. Now, if you can partner with these people for a particular market or other target market, then they can also help you bring in a lot of traffic to your website. Those are basically four ways that you can use to bring in more traffic to your website if SEO is a big challenge. Having said that, it doesn't mean that you should stop working on your SEO. Continue pushing, but while you push on it, you can explore these four other channels to help you bring in more traffic to your website. So if I just can just go through them in brief, you can use the Google ads or the paid search ads. You can do email marketing. You can do social media, and then you can also do the display ad in order to bring in more traffic to your company or your website. This session has come to an end. Please subscribe for more digital marketing tips, news, and ideas. Until next time, bye.